The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ready for this hour of conversation, Tuesday, the 1th of July.
The 1th. Is that a word?
Listen, if I'm in charge, it is a word. Am I in charge? This is the Doug Shepard Good Day. I'm not in charge?
We like to let you think you are, but no.
Really? Well, we're not down for maintenance this week, like a lot of other programs are, like a lot of other businesses are. We're here to do business. Business. We're in business. All right?
All right. Are you okay this morning?
Sun's out. Everybody's breathing. Lots to be thankful for. Why not? Let's get at it. The Supreme Court. Supreme. They are supreme.
They had some fun yesterday, didn't they?
Well, I think it's taken them a while to get... Oh, it's funny because... I don't know, funny. I find it amusing that so many people think, oh, they decided yesterday. Nonsense. They've been at this for 8-10 months. Many of these things have
right.
been...
They released their statements.
That's why I said no slow cookers here. These guys are slow cookers. So the announcement of the ruling yesterday in the Harris versus Quinn case... that some employees are not required to contribute to unions. Pamela Harris, one of the principals, obviously, in Harris versus Quinn, she sued a company, the compulsory union dues that were taken from her as an Illinois healthcare worker, she objected to. She said they are tantamount to forced association and forced speech. Now, I wish I'd have thought about this when I was a union member in the teaching days, because you were told you have no choice. There is a union, you will belong to it, and you will pay the dues. So I decided, okay, if I can't beat them, I'll join them, and I became the building union rep.
A lot of times they don't even, I mean, it's not even a discussion.
No.
It's just, here's your paperwork, fill it out.
Yeah, exactly. The court ruled that partial public employees like Ms. Harris cannot be required to contribute to union bargaining fees. Now, what they'll tell you is they did this work on your behalf. You're making money because of them, so you better pay up. The ruling does not extend to all public employees or all unions, which is too bad because it ought to. That's my opinion. What's yours? 888-302-3684?
Now, what I thought was interesting about her is that she was
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jennifer Horn.
Yes, thank you.
As an opinion.
Thank you, everybody. She was a caretaker for her own son, and the reason she took exception to this is that, according to some of these union rules, she'd only be able to take care of her son for certain periods of time.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I am a caretaker and I am making some money for doing this. This is my kid. I don't want to only have to take care of him 8 hours a day.
Yep. I'm with this.
Yeah, I think it was a great decision.
Kenny, what do you think? And what are people thinking comment-wise? Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show.
All of the comments on the Supreme Court are about their other decision that was announced yesterday.
Ah! Is that
there
so?
Was another one? I thought this was the biggie.
There's another one. Oh, my God.
People went nuts over this Hobby Lobby thing.
Well, but the Hobby Lobby thing has been something that's brewing for a long time. All right, Jennifer, as long as you brought it up, help yourself.
I have no problem with
share the wealth. Well, what's
the story? Okay, so the story is that Hobby Lobby, and you know, again, what the media presents you, you have to be very careful about where you pick up your all the details of your news. Because if you were just listening to TV, I think yesterday, TV news, it made it sound like Hobby Lobby didn't want to provide any sort of birth control for any female employees. It was their right of religion, basically, as a company.
The company is run by somebody
who doesn't believe in birth control, who's Christian.
Right. Well, that doesn't mean because...
Yeah, you're right, but this is just their version of it.
Hand in hand, right.
Right. And so the Supreme Court said and protected this company's right to uphold their freedom of religion, essentially. Now, if you listen to the news yesterday, they were saying that no birth control was being offered by Hobby Lobby. I did a little bit of just digging around with the newspapers and found that Hobby Lobby does offer most types of birth control and contraception to women. They take issue with, like, the morning after pill, the Plan B pill, which can be a little dicey, I think, for most people. You know, if you don't know, you don't know how you feel about this one, that's maybe the one. It's not like taking a something that prevents the sperm and the egg from meeting together, you know. So if they're just against this morning after pill, they're providing most for their women's reproductive health. I don't understand why this is such a big deal. And, you know, I actually think, even though it may be unpopular, that the Supreme Court did the right thing. They upheld this business's right to choose what is right for them. And for people that say, well, women have to work there, if you don't want to take a job with Hobby Lobby, there are plenty of other minimum wage jobs that you can take where you can get full access to any of the contraception.
That's very pay, minimum wage, wasn't
well,
it?
I would imagine. I mean, it's not like Hobby Lobby's paying. I mean, you know, you could get another job as a checker somewhere else, is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Ken, what is on the minds of those who are commenting? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. People thankful for the decision, not thankful for the decision, political about the decision. What are the correlative points here?
Shauna says, just because the company you work for has owners who are religious does not mean that I support their right to impose those beliefs on anyone that works for them. Hence, I won't shop there anymore.
I'm with that. I'm down with that. I would agree with that. Make up your minds, fine. But that
right.
doesn't mean...
Well, I mean, that's what the beauty of this is if that's what they want to do and that's what they want to offer. I mean, I support a free market. I support business. And if that's what they want to believe in, they have every right to do that. And we have the right to either shop there or not or take a job there or not.
I just think it gets dangerous when you allow a business or the owners of a business to decide that their religious beliefs trump the law.
But I don't think that's what it is. I mean, really think that it's their religion is more important?
Yeah, that's exactly
Well, that's what the Supreme Court ruled.
Yeah.
The
Supreme Court ruled in favor of letting people have religious freedom, which we all have a right to under the Constitution.
No, it
ruled to let their religious freedom be imposed
but
on
But how
their
is
employees.
That imposed on their employees? I mean, you don't have to take a job with Hobby Lobby, Ken.
No, that's
You
could
go next door to Michael's and take a job.
Right, but the law, the American, whether you like it or not, the Affordable Care Act is the law. And this allows the owner of this company to say that my religious beliefs means I shouldn't have to follow that law. And the Supreme Court said, okay. So what happens when another business owner is of a religion that doesn't believe in blood transfusions or other medical things? They
there
should
are a
get
lot
the
of people that
thing.
Don't, and they have
right.
the right
and
to do that.
And that should mean and that should.
But
mean
you don't
that,
have to work there, Ken. That's what I'm getting at. You don't have to work in these places.
Right, but what
if
you're,
Doug
but,
doesn't believe in a certain thing, you could go to Bill Bennett. You could go to somebody else. You could find somebody who you're
Bennett is going to be ruled out by the Supreme Court.
But you know what I mean? Your morality. I mean, here's the thing. I just for
this
someone
has nothing to do with morality. Let's
oh, see,
get,
I think it has everything
nonsense.
To do with.
No,
it
doesn't
do
because
control.
Hobby Lobby buys most of their stuff from China, where abortion is the law of the land, and they don't care about that. But that goes against the same religious beliefs. So they pick and choose how they want to do this. When it's going to save them some money by getting some cheap stencils from China, then they will do that. But if they have to pay for insurance for birth control that they don't agree with, that's where they're going to fight it.
See, as a person who runs a business, I disagree. I don't want to have the government involved in the way I run my business. I want to be able to, you
well,
know.
I think that's what the ruling in essence is saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
The government isn't allowed.
The government isn't allowed in my business. I like it, and that's why I support it.
I don't
it.
Think that the two are... I think you're both talking across each other. I think Kenny has more of it, at least in terms of what the law might be. But that's... See, nothing's really resolved by this. Obviously, by the context of this conversation, nothing's really resolved. They chose to dodge this with the ruling. Their ruling really isn't...
How does it... What do you mean they dodged it?
I just think that they say, take all of this stuff, all the health care stuff, and put it into one category instead of picking and choosing little bits and pieces of it with birth control. We all know the issue is birth control, and we all know the news media really overplayed this.
When you find out that Hobby Lobby provides everything except the morning after pill, give me a break. The morning after pill, I don't know if you guys know this, it costs $7.99. So if you really want to have a huge... I mean, I think it's ridiculous that it had to go to the Supreme Court for $8.
Well, it's the principle of the thing.
Here's an idea. If you want to make everybody happy, give somebody a health checking account. Say, you know what, employees, here's $200 a year. Do what you want to do with it. I don't want to know about it. And that would really solve the whole problem.
Yeah.
That's fine, but it's not the law.
No.
Well, okay.
It isn't. It doesn't.
Whether you like the law or not, it is the law. If you don't want to abide by it, you have to do the steps to change the law,
which is what I think you're
above it.
Trying to do, because they realize that the Obamacare law is probably not the best law that they've ever made. And so this is the first step at striking out against Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act.
Interesting way of looking at it. So what do you think? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. It's today, 18 after the hour.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask for the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
The Supreme Court ruled on this date in 1981 that candidates for federal office had an affirmative right to go on national television. The ruling limited TV networks' right to determine when political campaigns begin and who may buy time.
That was a bummer ruling.
They've had a lot of bummer rulings. Maybe this one is one of them, as a matter of fact. 21 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime!
Have a drink.
Right.
See what you can find.
Go see what you can find. Crank it up.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Sweet and lonely, you a gun or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love it. We do as we please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. The life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Always happy, life for living. That's our philosophy, 25 after the hour, on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. So let's we have no original content last night from the late night shows. All these lazy so-and-sos are on vacay. Nothing like that here. Most of the radio programs you'll hear today have substitute, nobody knows who they are, hosts, who have nothing to say except whatever Rush Limbaugh says, or clones of same. Let's see, who else will be? Oh, the only live program on Friday? Guess who'll be on the air? Jennifer won't be. Kenny will be. I'll be here. I think Richie said he'll be here as well. And who knows? Roberta might even show up.
I kind of wish I was going to be with you guys, actually.
Really? Listen.
Yes.
The door is always open. Yes, I understand that. So, the Wendy Williams program, one of the shows that I frequently am touting because she does such a great job. She has a lot of variety. She has a quick mind. She has interesting ideas. Here she dishes on the rumors about what's going on over on her competition at The View.
So apparently, according to what people are saying, Sherry's side, you know, her legal team was trying to negotiate. Her contract came to an end, trying to negotiate to keep her on the show. And The View side apparently was not coming, you know, there was no meeting of the minds regarding, you know, Sherry's well-being. So she quit. Is what we're being told. And then, you know, shortly after, Jenny McCarthy went on a social media and said, well, if Sherry goes, I go. But, you know, she's about to marry Will. You know, because I'm thinking, like, right? Like, Suzanne, you're my girl. But if you go, I'm not going. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got bills.
Yeah.
And And so does Jenny. But see, when Jenny signed on to The View, Jenny was a single woman about town, you know. And then she got engaged to a Wahlberger, which, by the way, there was a Wahlberger marathon over the weekend. So good. Besides, there was some grumble. I mean, okay, the streets have been talking for a moment. You know, Jenny's reception over at The View wasn't so good. Apparently, a lot of you all weren't, you know, taken too kindly to our friend Jenny McCarthy. And so I guess she decided to quit before they fired her, too. I mean, not fired, you know. Anyway, all right, so the only person standing is our friend Whoopi Goldberg. And I must say, I think that they just need to wrap the whole show.
Yeah, I think it's over. Done. I think she's right.
Time.
Yeah.
Yep.
The idea was good. It was nice. Been on the air for, what, 14, 15 years?
Yep.
Yep. See you later, alligator. They can't find the right chemistry. And so
they had it. And that's what's really sad is that they had it and they let it go.
It's all about money, or was about money, and political shenanigans, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of shenanigans, Jack last night tells Kate that the override device is much more dangerous than previously expected on 44.
I need your help.
What's going on?
The operative that killed your agent was sent by Navarro.
What are you talking about?
Navarro and the killer were in the same covert unit together. He was his handler.
Why would Navarro want Jordan killed?
Before I could confront him, he took off with the override device. Kate, this thing is more dangerous than we thought. It's not restricted to drones. It can access multiple weapon systems, even those from other countries.
Oh, my God.
I'm in pursuit now. I need you to send attack team unit. Use satellite and closed-circuit television. Lock into my phone. Get back to me.
Get back to
me. Get back to me, lady.
28 past the hour.
Yeah.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, after Thad Cochran's win in Mississippi, will Republicans now start seeking more black voters?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Alter. Will Republicans now start seeking out more black voters, given their decisive role in Senator Corcoran's primary win in Ole Miss?
The case is very sui generis and entirely opportunistic, and I'm all in favor of outreach, but this wasn't Cochran going into the black community and selling conservative free market ideas and saying why they're a better answer to the problems of our country than the alternative. This was paying shady operatives to do disreputable robocalls to get out these voters. Look, it's not against the rules to expand the electorate, and that's what he managed to do in an amazing way. I never would have predicted it.
You know, there was some feeling in the black community that McDaniel had connections to segregationists, and they wanted to make sure that he didn't represent them. To me, the most significant thing nationally is one word that McDaniel used in that election night clip: compromise. He doesn't believe in it. Compromise is what our whole system was based on. So when you have politicians who say they don't believe in compromise and want points for ideological purity, no. The principle of compromise is at the center of everything that we have done in this great experiment.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and
Great Minds Think Alike, the network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday,
happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On. It's a good day to get gone.
We've now 33 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us talking about your health and well-being later on in this half hour of the program. What Jennifer and Ken and I are talking about with you and among ourselves is the Supreme Court ruling. The essence of the Supreme Court ruling, a lot of people talking about what it does and what it doesn't mean as far as health care goes. What does it mean to you? What do you think? Excuse me, say that again, Doug, with more authority. What do you think that means? I'm having blueberries in my yogurt, Jennifer, and you know what that means.
Yeah.
Very dangerous, yes.
I know, they're chokable.
888-302-3684. Kathy has taken the time to give us a buzz from Defiance, Ohio. Kathy, you're on Good Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you think what about the ruling?
Well, I just was listening to you all, and you were going on about it's the law. The law right out of the gate allowed for exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Certain companies don't even have to go buy Obamacare at all. So why can't this just be another exception?
What was the song? Everybody, somebody fool. The only exception to the rule. There are exceptions upon exceptions upon exceptions. Mm-hmm. And I think that under the circumstances, what we're hearing from people is that they don't really understand this. It might be. Does that sound not right, Kenny?
No, I think people understand.
It's just complicated.
It's very convoluted.
I think the decision is complicated. I think the law is really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the decision is complicated, the law is complicated, then it is complicated. Kathy,
yeah.
You don't think it's complicated. How does it affect you?
Yeah.
How does this
you
all
know what?
Affect
I think
you?
One of the jobs that the kids today should be looking at is how to help people sift through this complication.
Yep. I agree with you. Also, I mean, even just ballots, I mean, they make it complicated on purpose. The government makes it complicated on purpose, I think, to eliminate some people from even trying to get involved.
Well, there's a caste system developing in our country, and some of it has to do with mental ability and acuity. Some of it has to do with your religion. Some of it has to do with the color of your skin. Some of it has to do with how much money you make. There is, in India, a hardened caste system. We have a soft caste system. If you want, this is about a particular group of people who do not have a lot of money, and for the most part, that would describe those people who work at Hobby Lobby. But the other side of it is, for $8, as Jennifer said, you can have what you want. It isn't the $8, it's the principle of the thing. And I'm not sure that anything's really been settled by this, frankly. Do you think something's been settled by this, Kathy?
Oh, no. It's just brought up another nest of hornets, I guess you say.
Yeah, it's just another way of dividing us. That's all it is. There is a divide-and-conquer mentality in our country, and I think this is an example. Not one of the better rulings. Some of them this season have been pretty good. This is not one of them. In my opinion. Kathy, thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. Kenny, what else is being said by people who wanted to comment? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show.
Michelle says, can I quit paying the portion of my tax that is used to kill people with drones in the Middle East now? Because killing people is against my religion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's the comment after that? Yes. It ought to be. I've said that, by the way, many, many times on the air. There are things I look at in my tax return, scratch tax return, in the tax bill. One of them is, as she just said, another one is charities. There are God knows how many charities that are supported by the government that I don't want to support. How dare they extricate money, extract money from me to support something I don't want to support? You can say, well, what about war? I don't want to support war. Well, somebody's got to pay for it, yeah? Well, let it be somebody beside me. And at some point in time, there are a lot of really serious questions that need to be decided by the Supreme Court. I think the best decision, or one of them anyway, was when Obama got his ears pinned back on appointments, court appointments. The other one is what the EPA and other groups are now beginning. They're just usurping power, taking power. We're going to make a rule, and you have to live by it. Well, the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. And there were a couple of examples of things being curbed that I think are important. Is this Hobby Lobby an important ruling? No. No matter which way it went, for me it didn't mean anything. But that's just me. Kenny, what else? Opinions from other people at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Heather says, why does Hobby Lobby not have a problem with paying for insurance for Viagra and vasectomies?
Because they're sexist.
That's not necessarily. I mean, they're paying for everything except for a morning after pill,
which has
been very, you know what, but this has been very controversial. I mean, I think that's, if you're going to say that my point isn't relevant, that point isn't relevant either.
I didn't say it wasn't relevant, but it's not, it isn't, there's a fairness quotient that becomes to the point of being silly. Why would you pay for Viagra and not pay for something like this?
Do you understand the morning after pill?
I understand that it's taken for other purposes besides.
No, it's not taken for any other purposes. The only purpose that. No, it is not.
I've been told by my daughter.
Birth control.
Forget that it was used for other
things. That's birth control, Dougie. That's birth control. And I told you the same thing. I have taken birth control for many other purposes.
I see, but as a man, they're all the same to me.
The morning after pill is $8. It's what you take after you either have a condom break or maybe you just didn't think about using contraception the night before and you think, uh-oh, I may have gotten pregnant. So you go to the pharmacy and it basically takes away how specious this is. What is
it? It's about one little thing.
That's what this whole argument is about. Is about this one little pill, which has been controversial from the start.
Is that what Hobby Lobby basically said? They don't want to pay for
like
the morning after pill.
It's like a pill. It's like an abortion pill.
What is there? What religious doctrine underscores that this shouldn't be? Why is this?
Well, abortion. It's the abortion issue. That's what this is, essentially. It's an offshoot.
They don't have a problem paying for abortions. They just don't want to pay for the morning.
Well, I don't know that that's true.
Oh. I'd like to know what the story is. I think that it is, no matter how you slice it, the way that it's been.
But let me just make sure you understand, because there.
I understand. No,
yeah, and that's what I want to say, is that.
You've helped me understand it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, you have. A lot.
I agree with you. If this had been a whole contraception issue, I would be right there sitting with you and Ken. It's not.
Then it isn't. But you see, then it becomes religious doctrine, And there's not supposed to be any separation of church and state. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things. And then it becomes so divisive. Oh, my God, it's so divisive. Pay the $8 and shut up. That's kind of, does that sound like a male thing?
No, that's what I say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what I say.
No,
I mean,
but let them pay it. Let them pay the $8.
That's why I think if you want to really solve it, like if we want to forget all this stuff, the way Hobby Lobby could get around it is saying, here's $100 or $200 bucks in an employee health savings account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you're done.
Yeah.
But this nobody became, wants to play.
No, but
fair
you
game.
See, this game was played because of a principle that the people that own the company are so connected to, diabolically, if that's the way you want to look at it. This is so they're maniacal about it. And I think any discussion of birth control gets out of hand, excuse me, when it's this rigid. That's all. I didn't shop at Hobby Lobby before. I have no reason to shop there now. I don't care. The ruling is kind of a waste of time, and I know that sounds
and that's
rude.
The beauty about it, but that's the beauty about this country and the business. You don't have to work there. You don't have to support the business. You can, you know, and then that is their punishment enough if you don't support this decision.
Well, I don't know if the punishment
I mean,
be
the stuff
their...
that they've been getting on social media, I mean, it's
do you
I
have
would
any...
be interested to see what their customer, what their purchases are like, their bottom line will be.
Yeah, Kenny, do you have anything that reflects on that? In the comments that come to us at facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day.
I've got a comment on Twitter. Ryan says, if the Hobby Lobby ruling has taught us anything, it's that a nation's health care system built almost solely on one's employer is far from flawless.
I think that is maybe, that's
very
poignant.
That's very smart, yeah.
Yeah, because the health care system shouldn't be, the whole system is broken. People say, well, come up with something better, and there hasn't been anybody coming up with anything better. Everything has become exaggerated. Everything in society, because of government, has become exaggerated. That's the way I look at this. In a moment, Dr. Ron Hoffman with some, we're not going to talk anymore about this ruling because I don't think this ruling is in his area of expertise. He's here to help you feel well or to get better, and that comes up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of that. It was Boston.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license and all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
MSNBC presents Growing Hope.
When a voice is empowered to action, when a light shines on equality and justice, the seed of hope is sown. It drives you to tackle the hard stuff, to stop gun violence, protect voter rights, to fight so that everyone has access to health care, and make sure no one falls through the cracks. As hope grows, so does the power of people.
Learn more at msnbc.com/growinghope.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman has a newsletter that's called Intelligent Medicine. I believe that, in fact, he is intelligent, and I believe that his points of view on medicine are intelligent. And if all of our cards have been laid on the table here, Dr. Ronald Hoffman is with us. Do I have Dr. Ronald?
But he's not.
Oh, he's not. Okay. So, what are
Must
we
be doing? Hobby Lobby with their shenanigans.
Well, there's an interesting, I wanted to follow up on this, back to the health, and this has nothing to do with the Supreme Court, although I'm thinking someday this is going to go to the Supreme Court, the idea about whether you have to, ought to, can vaccinate your children at a particular time. For example, Kenny, do you know when you were vaccinated as a child, you know, what vaccines you got? Do you have a little sort of scar on your arm? I have a scar with it.
You have a scar from
a
vaccine?
Scar. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was a series. It was sort of like a birthmark, in fact. It left that on my upper arm. So this...
I don't have any scars, but I remember as a little kid that I really didn't like doctors because it seemed like every time I went,
you
get
a shot
for something.
Right. Did you always get them in your arm? Did you get them in your butt? Where'd you get them?
Most of them were in my arm. Yeah.
I think they give them to you in your foot when you're a baby.
They give them to you in your foot?
Mm-hmm, when you're a little baby, don't they? They put them in your heel area?
I don't know. Let's find out.
We'll ask Dr. Ron. He'll know.
All right. So, Ron, the vaccine controversy, there's a story out today, basically a review of lots and lots of studies suggesting that childhood vaccines are safe. We were talking about where you get them, give them. What would be your rendering on this? Because there's a lot of controversy brought about by the fact that there are things that are preservatives in these vaccines that are bad for you, right?
Well, you know, I think with the vaccine controversy, it's not like vaccines are completely safe, no problem, or vaccines are, you know, a complete evil. I think we really need to study on an individual basis. Many of the studies show that overall vaccines are safe, but for a small subset of kids who are very sensitive, taking lots of vaccines all at once or getting the preservatives or the adjuvants that are added to vaccines can be harmful or dangerous. So, you know, it's a public health thing, so it's very emotional. Both sides are drawing the battle lines. And public health advocates don't want to scare people off of vaccines because we're seeing more illnesses come back because people have refused.
Well, the other side of it is, instead of being educated and doing it for the right reason in the right way, the government says you must do this. And then none of it is left to decision-making or education or anything else. It's all about you have to. Why? Because the government says so with no explanation. Right?
Well, exactly. I mean, there is that sort of resistant nature of the populace, you know, kind of a grassroots resistance because the government has been wrong. You know, they've made mistakes.
Over and over and over again. Well, one of the things that is in this is the silver, whatever the components are of silver or however it's used as a preservative, it's been found to be very detrimental, like silver fillings, right? Mercury.
Well, it's the mercury that's present in the amalgam. It's actually in fillings. You get a mixture of silver and mercury. The mercury makes the silver more manageable and malleable. In vaccines, silver acts as a disinfectant. So, you know, we know that mercury is very toxic in the environment. So, why in the heck are we putting it into the vaccines? That just defies reason.
Well, because it's cheaper, it makes the vaccines last longer, and therefore the drug companies can make more money. Check out Dr. Ronald Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com, for this newsletter, Intelligent Medicine.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All that jazz. Doug Steffen's Good Day program at Tech Talk Time. Jennifer and Ken and I have our ears tuned sharply to Shelley Palmer, who will begin our conversation about technology with a focus on a new tracker. This tracker is aimed at helping you take your workouts to a whole new level. So if you're a workout queen, if you're a workout king, if you're a workout prince or princess, and you really want to get into making sure your time is worthwhile, stay tuned, as Shelley will help you with all of that and all that jazz.
It's Sam Adams' Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus. Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' Summer Ale.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Responsibly.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Love the quantified self movement, but wish there was a device to help you take strength training to the next level? The Push Band, an app-enabled wearable fitness tracker, is here to help. Push, launching later this summer, is the world's first fitness tracker that also tracks metrics on your strength training by logging your workouts and visualizing your results. Push keeps track of your reps, sets, force, power, speed, and strength, and it makes sure you don't overexert yourself by going over your weight limit. All of this data can be viewed on Push's companion app, which lets you review every rep and is designed to help you track your workouts, optimize your training, review your sessions, and share your results with your friends, teammates, personal trainers, and coaches. The Push app also has a live view that lets you compare your training with your friends to see which of you is in the best shape. The Push Band is available for pre-order now for $149 at pushstrength.com, and it'll ship in August. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code OUTAHERE for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right. July is upon us. Park and Recreation Month. National Recreation and Park Association is encouraging all those of you who are interested in the outdoors to get outdoors, change your outlook, and get involved in their community. Brian Osich with more for us to think about here.
While it's generally understood that spending time outdoors has many benefits to people, a new survey conducted by Ipsos Public Affairs reveals nearly 3 in 10 U.S. adults do not spend time outside on a daily basis. Barbara Tulipane, president and CEO of the NRPA, says that Park and Recreation Month is a great time to break this trend.
Time outdoors can lead to happier and healthier and more balanced lives. So spend more time outside and in your local parks and recreation facilities in order to experience the benefits.
The survey also found that time spent outdoors is relatively short, especially among younger adults. Tulipane says a good way to get started is by taking something you normally do indoors and do it outside.
Local parks and recreation areas are great places for an outdoor meal, a workout, or even hosting a work meeting. Go outside, get inspired, and try something new through community parks and recreation this July.
To learn more, visit nrpa.org/July. That's Lifestyles from the National Recreation and Park Association.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.